Scott Spears off and running here on this Thursday morning, October the 13th, 2022. 14 minutes past the hour, and what a rocky start we had this morning. I thank Adam for fixing the problem that we were having and getting us up on the air okay. Technology is a beautiful thing when it works okay. But this particular morning, technology was not with us, unfortunately. But we plunge along here on WGH Talk. What an interesting morning it was. You know, I knew this morning was not going to be a good morning because I thought, well, things are going too smoothly. Have you ever had one of those mornings where things were just going a little too smooth and you know that crash and burn is just ahead of you? So, you know, it's one of those things, but I think it'll all turn out okay in the end. Well, I've got two more cookies from McDonald's, so that brings the total to six this week. Although the girl at the window did ask me this morning if I wanted the cookies. So I feel good about that. That apparently there is some kind of promotion going on that allows for cookies at McDonald's this week. Boy, there's a lot to talk about this morning. I'll tell you, I was thinking this morning, we're getting very, very close to the elections. And I'll tell you, I was listening to the Jim Tressel interview from Monday morning. And boy, was that a fascinating, fascinating interview. I really enjoyed him. I thought he was fascinating. And I've used fascinating, what, about three times now? So you know how fascinating I thought it was. He really had a perspective on the down times in his life and how eventually they turned into up times, which is a very nice thing and a very nice perspective to have when you're doing that type of work. Couldn't have been a more beloved man in Ohio at that time than Coach Jim Tressel. And he had an episode there with Ohio State. I don't want to relive the whole thing, but he had a rough time there, and he was able to turn it around and go to Youngstown University and become the president and have a career outside of football, which is very, very nice for him. And I was listening this morning to the part in which he said when he was having all that trouble at Ohio State back in 2011, in which he said that he talked to one of his mentors, and his mentor said, your best work is still ahead of you if you believe that your best work is still ahead of you. Now, here is a guy who had a fantastic career, and to think that his best work still could have been ahead of him, that really is something. So I really do thank Coach Jim Tressel for coming on Monday morning. I know a lot of people enjoyed that interview. I heard a lot of people speak about how they thought that was something kind of special, kind of a way to lead your life, maybe. Don't look in the past. Don't look to things you can't change. Look to the future. And I think that's what Coach Jim Tressel has done. So it's very, very nice that he was able to come on and share that. I think we're going to have a guest this hour. It may take a minute here to get connected because we've had such an interesting morning, to say the least, trying to get on the air. But we will work out the kinks and we will get this going in the right direction. I promise you. All right. Well, what's up? Well, hopefully some of our listeners who have been listening through their digital devices have been able to get hooked up properly and are doing okay with that. I certainly hope so. I certainly hope that's the case. Is there anything of interest this morning in the Marion Star? I have not really had a chance to look at it. I see a big story on the, well, it's on the webpage. I guess it's the main story on the webpage about Honda picking Fayette County for a $3.5 billion battery plant. That's certainly not a bad thing if you're interested in jobs here in Ohio. Let's see here. Marion City Council increases salary for assistant prosecutor position. COVID still affected chronic absences in Marion County last year. Well, I'm sure that's probably true. And as time goes on this year, we will find out what happens. We will see how the whole COVID thing turns out. You know, it's become an interesting word. It's a fearful word for a lot of people. And now, for other people, it's just become one of those things. Okay, you got COVID. Hopefully you stay home, and hopefully you feel better. I think it's kind of the opinion in that realm right now. Do everything you can to feel better, and if you start to feel really sick, go to the doctor, go to the hospital, so on and so forth. But I think we're dealing with it much better than maybe we had in the past. And maybe today's newspaper reflects that. Well, you know what? I must be living in the dark, because I had not heard about the Honda. Well, I guess I'd heard a little bit about this. I can't say I'd heard nothing about it, but Honda picking Fayette County for $3.5 billion battery plant. I'd heard a little bit about this, but I had not heard the particulars, I guess is what I would say. So, it's nice that that's going to happen. By the way, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind this morning, give us a call. We can certainly talk about it. We had a lot of interesting conversations yesterday in regard to a lot of interesting things that were going on. What did we talk about yesterday? Well, we talked about the death of Angela Lansbury, and that's kind of a just sad, and we saw a lot of tributes to her yesterday, which was very good. The whole Art Schleister situation, boy, we saw more news on that yesterday. It just kind of broke open on Tuesday night, but by the time yesterday came around, that story was everywhere, that he had been arrested on cocaine charges, and there's a story of a guy who had such a bright future. And his life, I would guess, by all accounts, has not turned out the way he would have liked it to. But such is life, I guess. Then we were talking about the baseball wild card series that the Guardians are involved with the Yankees. And, you know, I did not, with all the computer problems this morning, get a chance to check and see if anything happened last night. Well, let's see. Nothing went on last night. So the division series still stands at 1 for the Yankees, 0 for the Guardians. But the Guardians can come back from this. It's not an insurmountable thing, to be sure. We talked about Kathy Lee Gifford defending Regis Philbin against all the Kelly Ripa kind of nonsense that's been going on, in which Kelly Ripa said some negative things about Regis Philbin. Unfortunate negative things that I don't think had to be said. And I think that's what made it all the more unfortunate. Let's put it that way. But Kathy Lee defended Regis, said she won't read the Kelly Ripa book, so on and so forth. And I think that's where we were yesterday as far as the program went. So again, if you have anything to say, I wonder if Judy Summers got her Roku hooked up. Now yesterday, this is where we were in the situation. She finally got a Roku television, and she was going to try to get that hooked up to tune in. Now, we hope that Judy has her Roku hooked up to television and she's able to listen to us again here in the morning. She had a Fire Stick, and apparently something happened with that. And she was never able to get us on the Fire Stick, but I guess the Fire Stick broke down completely at one point. And then She went out, I believe it was yesterday, or maybe the night before, she said, and bought a whole new television, one of the Roku televisions, and you can listen on the Roku televisions by downloading the TuneIn app, which is absolutely free, and searching WWGH. So I hope Judy got that all worked out yesterday, and she's able to listen to us this morning. Maybe we'll check in with Judy here this morning. I know Chip, who called in yesterday, listens on the Roku television. Chip, if you're out there, give us a call. Now, Chip might not be up early this morning because we know Chip is the number one Kroger employee here in Marion. He's a bagger at the South location, Kroger South location, but I think he only works on Tuesday and Thursday from, this is a good sign. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott, and I finally got it.
Ah, you're listening to us again.
Yes, yes.
Now, isn't it just like the radio?
Well, when you called in, I couldn't figure out how you could listen. I'll have to, when somebody calls in, listen. I'm waiting until somebody called in to see how it does.
Yeah, see, and you know, I mean, it's not the old radio way, but this digital way is not too bad when you think about it. It's just like listening the old way.
Yeah, but I like, when you're doing stuff, you have to really sit. But I like to do stuff, you know, and the radio is the way I like it, so.
So.
But I got it up when you first came on. You said August or something, and I thought, well, something's not right here.
Yeah, I know. Of all mornings to get involved here, we had a technical glitch this morning when we were...
Yes, and I thought I would have to go into settings or something to get you, but then... When it, I clicked a few things, and then you came on, so.
Yeah, we had a technical glitch this morning. I'm not really sure what that was all about. So, is it easy for you to turn on the TuneIn app? I told you, it's a pretty easy system.
Yeah, I just go down and click that on and, you know, get into it, and as I get used to it, it'll be easier and stuff. But, yeah, it's, and stuff is, I think, different. I'm going to wait till somebody calls in and see what it sounds like and everything.
Now, have you had a chance to read the newspaper this morning?
Well, I just got it, and Honda is, they're building a $3.5 billion battery plant in Fayette County. Nope. I guess it's Jeffersonville. It's so many miles out of Columbus, and let's see, what does it say? And then not too far from Cincinnati.
Now, what do you make of that? I'd heard a little bit about this, but not a whole lot.
Well, I don't get this, putting all the money in this, but who's going to afford the cars? Aren't they like $80,000? And other people are going to have to keep... And they're sticking all this... there's three plants in Honda. They're giving them, I think... Is it close to $1 billion to retool them? And then they're building the new Honda plant. And the thing is, we're making the batteries here, but I saw where Biden's son, Hunter, he helped China get that lithium or whatever they make these batteries from.
Uh-huh.
I forget what country has that. I don't know if it's like a mine. Instead of helping us get it, he helped them get it. And so are we going to have to depend on China, you know, if they get mad at us? Are they going to give us that stuff to make the batteries? Or how is this going to work? So I don't know. If there's no wind, those, I call them like, those windmill things, they don't work. So I don't know. I think you better have a bit of both because, I don't know, they're going to allow you $7,500 to... purchase a car, but then you have to the battery has to come from, I think, Ohio and different stuff. But most people, I mean, I couldn't even probably afford a new car. So especially that, unless they really come down like $20,000, I don't know if they're, you know, when they'll do that. But yeah, it's made the front page, and then. About the schools, the absentee made that, and as you said, the salary increase for the assistant prosecutor. That's what's on the front page. So,
you know, it's going to be interesting this year because the school year is only, what, a month and a half old. I wonder if there'll be a lot of COVID absences because I know, you know.
Well,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me see my glasses. Marion City School, I couldn't believe it. They got like, is it the absentee? They've got almost 57%. And Elgin has 39.1%. Ridgedale has 37%. And then you go down to Pleasant and River Valley, they have 17 and 16%. They have half of the absentee. So I don't know why those two schools just have like 17, the other ones have almost 40.
Now, so that's all percentages, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. What do you think this year is going to be like? We're just starting this year, and I don't know.
To tell you the truth, Scott, if I had a kid, I don't think I'd send it to school.
Really?
Well, the first graders and up to, was it fourth grade, you wouldn't even be allowed the stuff they're trying to teach them. You don't need to teach those kids about private parts and all this stuff about this. And, you know, that's for the parents to do. And all this woke and CRT stuff, whatever they're teaching them, I think what the school should do is put a camera in each of the school rooms. And then the people, I guess, can watch it on the internet, see what they're doing. You know, like those baby monitors or something, you can, some of those things, people work and they can, the babysitter, they can watch the babysitter, you know, at their house.
Right.
Because this stuff, I guess, has been going on for years, and nobody knew till the COVID. And, no, it's like you send your child to school, and maybe you're Catholic, and they're trying to teach them, you know, different religion or different stuff. No, I don't go for that stuff at all.
You know, I keep hearing that term woke, W-O-K-E. What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's stuff that I don't know. I mean, they're not teaching the basics. And when do you have time? Teach them about bullying. Don't bully and stuff. But I'll tell you on my front deck, before it went out, they had this home ec teacher. Now, he's a male. But he goes in with long blonde hair. And then he wears a sweater. And his, I don't know how he did it, but his cup size is almost 70. 70 cup size. And then, as far as I can tell, they let him go in there and teach like this. I mean, if he was around the stall, he would kill himself. And you can see, well, I'll just say the nipples from the sweater. It's a pink sweater. It shows everything. And he is, I don't know who would be the hugest movie star, but he's about three times their size, like Jane Mansfield or somebody, four times. You would not believe it.
Now, who is this guy?
Okay. I don't know why he's doing it, and I don't know, and I don't think they can do anything about it, but I mean, it's okay for anybody to do anything, but when you, I don't know if that's forces or other people, I don't think the schools can do anything about it. I don't know if there'll be a lawsuit, and I just don't like how this stuff's going. I'm just old-fashioned. I don't like this stuff.
Well, you know, I would have to say, and I can only speak firsthand, the time that I have spent in the Marion City schools, I never see these things that people are talking about. And I don't, I mean, I am there every day when I am there, Monday through Friday. And you would think...
You go to school every day?
Yeah, and I think I actually start next week. And I've done it for 4 years... And I've never seen any of this stuff. So I don't know where it happens or what's going on or any of that because I've never seen it. I really haven't. I would tell people if I had.
What do you do? Just go there and do you teach or just go there and observe?
Yeah, it's a program that the school has. They instituted it four years ago. And I go in and along with somebody else, and we try to help the kids with their work, make sure they're on task as far as graduating. We also try to teach them life skills and problem solving, and we do projects with them and things of that nature. It's a really good program, and I'm really happy to be a part of it, but I'm there. When I'm there from October through May, I'm there every day, 5 days a week, unless there's a holiday, and I've never seen any of this. And the kids I deal with are great.
Yeah, well, I know some people, and some of this stuff are going on, I don't know, you know, like that one bathroom situation or something, and I guess there's stuff going on, and I don't know where, you know, where and stuff, but it's like they're not teaching school stuff, you know, like math, reading and stuff. They're into all this, I don't know, it's like, I don't know if we're getting more like communism or what. It's like more control, you know, and stuff.
Well, the work I see them doing is pretty much what, I mean, I did when I was in school. Now, again, this is just what I'm observing, and now, I'm trying to remember if I've ever seen a kid act up. I mean, some of them get where they don't want to do homework, but I think we all get that way. But I've never been called a name. I've never had anybody say a bad word to me. You know, I've had people
throw anything at you.
No, I've never had anybody throw any, and I've never witnessed it with anybody else. I've never seen it because I also work with a group of tutors who are teachers at the school, and I've never seen that behavior with them. And I also walk through the school, so I pass the bathrooms, I pass the gyms, I pass the offices, and I don't see that all this stuff that is supposedly going on, I don't see it. And I would think, being there 5 days a week, 6 or 7 months out of the year, that I would see something.
Are you in the same area, though, or are you in different areas?
Well, pretty much the whole school, because I go in the back door, and then I have to go down to the office, which is way down at the other end of the hallway. I usually go down to the cafeteria, because we do serve them food. So I go down, that's a, you know, ways down the hall, and a lot of times I go down to the main office to check the mail, and then a lot of times we go to the library. That's where we do a lot of the work, if there's more kids than can fit in the classroom. So it just, we're all over the school, really, and I never saw it. You remember when that whole rumor was going on about the, what was it, a litter box or something? There was some rumor about a litter box. I don't even remember what it was. But I kept thinking to myself, well, where is this happening? Because I'm here 5 days a week, and I've never seen anything like this.
Like a litter box?
Yeah, there was something about, I don't remember if kids were allegedly dressing up like cats, or I don't remember. But there was a rumor going around about this, and I never saw anything like that. And I would have had to have seen it. I mean, you can't hide something like that.
No, but I know the one school, and I don't know what state it was, because when I click on my boxes, I can get, you know, all 50 states, everything. But one boy was allowed to use the girls' restroom, and he attacked two different times girls in the bathroom, you know, and stuff like that. But I see that, you know, kind of stuff, but I don't know. I just wouldn't want to have a kid to send to school. That's how I feel.
Well, I will say this, and if she's listening, she'll have a heart attack, Abby out there, who calls in from time to time, because I work, she's part of that program as well, and we work together and have for, I guess, 4 years now. But, you know, I think she would agree with what I'm saying. I don't think she's seen anything like that, and she's very good with those kids. I've never seen her... She really cares that they get their work done. She really cares that they make the grade. She really cares that, I don't know. It's just, I've always witnessed that from her. So for all the fun stuff, I make fun of her just for, you know, having fun here on the radio. I certainly would always say that she really gets it done when it comes to that particular job, and tries to make their experience very good. So I just have never witnessed that.
You know, I think used to, years ago, a parent could go sit in on a class, you know what I mean? Just observe and stuff, and I think they should do that. But one thing, I forgot, I think it's California. They got, when I watched the, what do you call it? The, I guess it was a city council or something. Anyway, the one guy, he was white, and he adopted a little, little black baby. And three of them had talked, and I don't know who taped them or whatever, and the president of the city council went and called it a monkey, you know, and stuff. So she has resigned. I think she was, Spanish. And the other two, they want them out, too. But when I watched the, what do you call it, the schools, they have those, I can't even think. You know, they have those, they have the meetings and stuff, school boards. Oh, I see those. They get in fights and get arrested, you know, the people in the audience. And, of course, they don't want this stuff in the schools. And, but no, the books and the stuff they're teaching kids, you wouldn't even tell a high school person. I mean, not little first graders and fourth graders. And, you know, that is for the parent or, you know, somebody about your private parts and all this stuff. They're into that. And you don't know the teachers. I mean, you know, teachers. But one thing in yesterday's paper is they want the people that's been in the military, they could teach in a school without a license.
Well, I don't know. I just, all I can say is I've never witnessed that. I guess that's the best I can say. And I think this is the fourth year because I believe we started back in 2019. So 19, 20, 21. Yeah, this will be the fourth year. And I just have never seen it. And I would not defend them if it wasn't true. I mean, I would tell you if it was going on. And
yeah, I'll have to ask somebody, but the one that was telling me about the bathroom, I'll ask because it's stuff. But there, I guess there's quite a bit of stuff going on. Because as I noticed, the kids went, you know, I mean, we were taught to mind. You got spanked if you didn't. And now the kids, they talk back to the parents, and I can imagine they would be talking back to the teachers like that.
You know what?
I don't know how they teach them. They, to me, would be too hard to handle.
Well, I tell you, Judy, I'm so glad you're back out there. And you know what I was just thinking? Now that you got the tune in on your television, you can get this now on, if you ever decide to hook up your Alexas, this is kind of how it would work, same kind of way.
You mean instead of on my TV, because I have two of those, and they've never been out of the box, because when I got them, I saw where one, people were working on a house, and a lady went by, and she somehow, I don't know if it had it in the house or what, and she stopped by and told them, you know, whatever you're doing here is being, you know, you could see it or it's being broadcast.
Well,
so
I never
opened them.
I'll tell you, I have one of those, and nobody's ever shown up at my doorstep, and I use it for...
Well, this was, you know, like baby monitors. People, you know, in the baby's room where people, you know, I don't know how far, but they can know what's going on, you know, in the house. So, you know, they can, what do you call it, hear those and stuff and things. So,
well, I know that Mary, who listens to us every morning, I know she listens on her Alexa, and I know that I've ran into many people at the store who do it. I don't think you'd have any trouble with it, but you can always listen on the television like you're doing right now. But if you put an Alexa in a different room of the house, that way maybe you'd be able to move around. Or maybe you could even set it where your radio used to be, because it works just like that.
Yeah, maybe I'll open one of them and see. But when I saw that, I just never opened them. I just didn't bother with them. But I'm going to listen when somebody else calls in. I was waiting for somebody to call in.
Well, yeah, sometimes it takes a minute to get fired. I know we got Sarah and Ryan, our regulars out there, Sarah and Ryan and Trish and... who else do we have out there? I'm leave Abby and so yeah, people will call in. It sometimes it just we have to get on a subject that they're interested in, I guess.
Oh, because I kind of that channel 39 up there, that Christian station. I thought it probably kind of works like that. You know, you can see those people, you know, and stuff and things. And I thought it probably kind of works like that because I didn't know how this worked, so...
Yeah, no, we're not video yet. That may come in the future. But, yeah, it's just audio, just like you're doing right now.
Yeah, well, see, I don't know about this stuff.
Well, I'm glad it was finally able to be worked out.
Yep, it was really simple. On the first step, I think it was harder to try to do it or something. He couldn't get anywhere. And on this, it didn't take him any time to do it. So.
Well, I'm glad you're back with us, and call in anytime.
Okay, then.
Thanks, Judy. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right. Well, there you go. One of our longtime listeners, Judy, back with us here. I'm very happy to hear that. Judy's been with us, I think, since day one. And so glad she was able to get her tune-in working so she can be back with us every morning here on WGH Talk. And by the way, somebody else call in so Judy can hear a phone call through her tune-in. Mary's out there listening. She's all ears. Well, Mary, call in so Judy can hear what a phone call sounds like. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I know Mary is with us every morning via the Alexa, and maybe she can kind of explain the Alexa to Judy on the telephone here, help her understand. I'm not doing a very good job of explaining I have a Dot, which is pretty well the same thing as an Alexa, and that's how I listen, but I know Mary does the Alexa, so hopefully she'll be able to call in, that way Judy can hear a phone call over her tune in and see how that all works, and maybe understand a little bit about the Alexas, and maybe Judy can get one hooked up this afternoon, and that way she can move around the house as she listens every morning. I think Abby is listening. We got a message from Abby listening this morning. I think she's at her office listening on her cell phone. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people can't call in because they're at work. Like, for example, Abby could not call in right now because she's at work. And we have a lot of people like that who are at work. Jeannie Evers, I know, listens. Now, she used to listen on her Alexa, but I think she's back to her phone. Ah, here comes a call. Get ready, Judy. You're going to hear a phone call here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Hey, Mary. I know you're all ears out there this morning. How are you?
I'm all ears.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's so good to hear your voice. I like that you communicate with me through Messenger, but it's good to hear your voice.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And I'm glad that Judy's back with us.
Yes. Yeah, you've been after her for a long time.
Well, I know she missed listening to us, and I felt bad that she couldn't, and I knew that if we just got the right machinery, we could get there.
Yep. Just, you need, for the Alexa, you need the internet,
right.
And that's basically it.
Now, as far as it goes, you just tell it, you say, Alexa, listen to WWGH, and there will be, right?
Right. Just, you know, tell it what you want to listen to, and she finds it for you.
Well, and, you know, I can't...
The same way with the Google Dot... You can do the same thing.
Now, I can't remember when I hooked up my Dot, if I already have internet, I can't remember if I had to do anything special to get the TuneIn app on Alexa, or was it just already there?
The Google Dot is upstairs in my grandson's bedroom, and because I do the Alexa. And I can't remember how that was set up, but you just ask it, and it just comes up.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything special you have to do. If I remember right, once you get the Alexa hooked up, if you have TuneIn on anything in your house, like your television, like Judy has it on her television, I think it'll just automatically pick it up.
Now I put TuneIn on my phone, and then I attach that when I'm in the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I attach that to the, what is it, USB port or whatever. And so I can listen to you when I take my granddaughter to school every day.
Isn't that amazing? You know, I mean, I like this technology, to be honest with you. It frees up a lot of the problems we were having before. But boy, I never dreamed of the things you could do. I was with somebody the other day who said, listen to this, and I was in the car with them, and all of a sudden they just punched a button, and there we were coming through the radio because they had their cell phone hooked up through it.
Yep, that's exactly what I do.
So, like I've been telling people, I mean, it's a process, like with Judy, and I think it'll take about 6 months, but I think 6 months from now, we'll be back where we were because people will get the technology. I know Lee's still looking into it, and we'll be back where we were.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I can still get you.
Well, I'm so glad you're out there, Mary, and I'm glad you were able to explain, and hopefully Judy has an idea now, and maybe she'll get those Alexas working.
Oh, okie doke.
Thanks, Mary. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go, Judy. There's a phone call. Now, Judy, you can call back in if you want and let us know how that sounded. Did that sound just like regular old radio to you? 740-751-4038. You know, I got two of these McDonald's cookies sitting in front of me. What is it, day four? Now we're up to six cookies? Holy moly. What a thing. 740-751-4038. Or if any of our other listeners want to call in and welcome Judy back into the fold, she is out there listening again on her Roku television with the help of the TuneIn app. Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. I know we have, Trish, I believe, was going to try her television as well this morning, which is a nice thing. All right, go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Hey, how'd it sound?
Yeah, it sounded good. It just sounded like, you know, the regular way.
Yeah, I told you.
That's the radio.
Yeah, I told you. Not too bad at all, is it?
Yeah, well, when you're not around stuff and you don't know anything about this stuff, it's kind of hard to, you know, think that... I don't know that somebody can call and you're on the, you know.
Yeah, it's we've been doing this now, I think, for a month and a half, and the audience has been building up, which is good, kind of like in the beginning. And we'll be giving stuff away before too long and playing Family Feud again, and we're on the same times we always were. We're still taking phone calls. So it's nice.
Yeah, I don't think I should play... In the last year, I think I won one time.
Well, you might win.
I can't believe it.
You might win more now because I think there are less people just because of the digital playing, so you might have a better chance.
Well, I think I looked at one call, and, well, I don't know if it'd be 45 minutes, and I had hit that phone, you know, calling, I think it's about 250 times. Because, you know, you have to, you know, get in, somebody else to get in and just try and try and try. And I got so tired of that, and I thought, this is ridiculous, so...
Well, you know, I tell you, and it is true, and I don't just say this to say this, but a lot of people do listen from work, and they can't call in. Like, I was talking to Abby this morning on the Messenger. She's at work. She can't call in. She's out there listening, but she can't call in. And I know the same thing is true at Ohio Health and at City Hall. They listen, but they can't call in because they're at work.
Yeah.
So,
but
you know,
I liked it the old way. You know, when you called and you won once a month, you didn't have to sit with the phone like 2 hours or if you were on 4 hours, you know, trying to win. You won once that month and that was it. You could listen, you know, and you didn't, unless they, you know, nobody answered the question or something. That's how I liked it. And
well,
and stuff. Of course, you know, once a month is plenty, you know, to win, but I just didn't like it that way and stuff.
Well,
so,
we might switch it.
I had to sit there and keep calling and calling, and I just couldn't, you know, get through. And then I think one time I was in the drawing with two other people, and I didn't win, and it's like, something's wrong here. I just can't win at all. No, I tried for like a year. I wanted those Christmas lights at the zoo and tried and tried, and I just couldn't, you know, get your name drawn or something, and I, it was just like, so for a while I just quit, I just, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting because we went to digital just as we got all these giveaways, and I know we have giveaways to Pizza Hut, we have giveaways to Arby's, we have giveaways to and sodas, we have giveaways to, who else do we have a giveaway? We have a lot of giveaways. So I'm going to have to start, and it's all food, so I'm going to have to start getting back into the giveaway mode here because we have all this food to give away, and we haven't done it because of the digital switchover. So now that listeners are able to participate again, we might have to get into that very soon.
Yeah, have you been looking at the health department?
You know, I haven't. How's that all going?
Well, I'm not going to mention the name, but some of them, they take up. I don't know. One thing that bothers me is when they have the cleaning stuff.
you know, like they clean stuff and some of it's that poisonous stuff. After I saw that out in California, you know, it's clear. And a lot of people, I guess, do pour the vinegar on their fries. I never heard of that. And they'll have on there that stuff is marked. And a manager should be the only one to handle that stuff. Because you don't know who's in the restaurant working. Somebody might be PO'd or something. And but I don't go to that many. I just mostly Arby's and, you know, and another one or so. I don't, I hardly eat out, you know, at these places and stuff. But, yeah, this, I think a couple of days ago there was another group, but they had been so long. And all this stuff they find and stuff. So maybe, I don't know.
Hey, you know,
when you see that, it makes you leery. Because one place I do go, and when I saw the write-up on them, it was like, I don't know if I want to go back there.
You know,
stuff. So,
you know, Judy, I was just thinking, because I know how much you enjoyed Charlie's show, you can still listen to his repeats through this program. They're still on at 1 in the afternoon, 7 in the morning before I come on, and 7 at night. So as long as you turn this app on when Charlie's on, you can still listen to him.
Okay, now, are you on 24 hours
yep.
at the radio
yep.
station?
Yep. If you don't turn that off, we will continuously be on.
Oh, okay. And then you're still on Friday night, too.
Still on Friday night. Yeah. And Linda will be on this morning when I go off. She'll be on live, and Adam's on at 12:15 today. So,
because I have a lot of stuff to do outside, see, and that's, it's rained and stuff, but, you know, a lot of work to do outside, and that's why I like, you know, a radio. You can kind of maybe play it outside, or I want a headset again, and stuff. They're kind of hard to find.
You know, honestly, if you got one of those wireless headsets, you would be able to plug that into your television and take it outside and listen while you're doing your work.
How can I plug it into my TV and go outside?
Yeah, it's called a wireless headset, and there's a jack on your television that would be for a headset. You plug that in, and then because it's wireless, it gives you like 70, 80 feet that you can walk around, and then you could go around with the headset on, and whatever's playing on the television, you would hear through the headset.
So there's no wires or anything on the headset. It's just something plugged into the TV?
Right, yeah. It's called a wireless headset.
Yeah, I've heard of that, but I didn't know what they were.
Yeah, I don't think they're all that expensive. Somebody got me one, I think, last year for Christmas. I haven't really used it a whole lot. But, yeah, it's nice. You just plug it into the television or computer or whatever you're using, and you can walk around and do what you want, and it whatever's playing plays through your earphones.
Okay, is that what the joggers do when they have that headset
yeah.
on? I thought they were listening to, like, one of those, you know, these old radios, you know, that you used to, you know, just the radio. You just, I guess, just, you know, it takes a battery or something, and you listen to that.
No, I think they're listening to their phones. They've got it plugged into their phone so they can hear what's playing on their phone, yeah.
Oh, because I just took it, because the one I had was, these old time, like headsets, you know, years and years ago.
Yeah,
but
if you
when
could...
I was mowing, I laid it on the car, and when I left, I guess it got on the road, and then when I knew I missed it, I went back, and somebody had run over it, so...
Well, I tell you, I got it right. Okay. Now, this, they left the price on it, so I know it only cost $15. It looks like they bought it at the Dollar General store, but it was called a wireless audio bundle. And with it, you got wireless portable LED speakers, a wireless earbud, and wireless headphones. Now, I'm trying to figure out how far you could walk away, because the earbuds also would go in or you can carry that portable speaker with you. But I'm pretty sure the length on this is quite a ways. I don't know if it tells me how far you can walk around with this, but it was only $15 at Dollar General.
So if I went in the car, I could use that in the car?
Yeah, because it has headphones, it has...
But I would be far away from the
from the TV. Would that make a difference?
It depends on how far. I don't know how far this reaches.
It probably wouldn't work then in a car. Probably not that.
Might not. But do you have a smartphone or an old phone?
No. I have a dumb phone.
Dumb phone. Well, hey, we're keep listening. We're going to go to, we still do the breaks at the top of the hour, so get ready for the news and weather, but keep listening, and we'll come back on the other side of about 15 minutes.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay. All right. So glad to have Judy back with us. She's always got a lot to say. And all you out there, you'll have to call in and welcome Judy back in the next hour. We're going to take a 15-minute break, and maybe we'll check in with old Lee and see how he's doing. Stay tuned to WGH Talk here all over the world. Back in 15.